Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: العجز آفة والصبر شجاعة والزهد ثروة والورع جنة ونعم القرين الرضا.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Incapability is a catastrophe. Endurance is bravery. Abstinence is riches. Self-restraint is a shield against sin. And the best companion is submission to Allah's will."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We find, dear friends, in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, these various different qualities and attributes. Many a times we find the divine attributes of the Almighty Allah manifested in a diluted form in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, whether it is the embodiment of justice, courage, chivalry, or the embodiment of truth and justice and righteousness, the embodiment of honor, the embodiment of humbleness. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam truly manifested these various teachings of the Holy Quran and these various teachings of the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, in the present day, it seems that one of these qualities and attributes of the Commander of the Faithful is very relevant, and that is courage. In the present day, we need to have the courage to be able to defend Islam. And as a human being, we should have the courage to defend humanity. For Are the Palestinians not human beings? Yes, they are Muslims. Yes, they are Arabs. Yes, they are human beings. And this, dear friends, is what is important. As a Muslim, we must protect the honor and defend these Muslims. As a human being, we must protect these human beings who are under the worst and most cruel kind of oppression. This takes courage. Not everyone has the courage to stand up and defend the oppressed. And perhaps this is why defending the oppressed is given such importance and priority in Islam, because things that are of great value, things which are important, things which are precious, they require sacrifice, and courage is a sort of sacrifice. We have to have the courage, dear brothers and sisters, to be able to stand up and defend not only the Palestinian oppressed people, but all of the oppressed people of the world. Yes, the Palestinian brothers and sisters are foremost in the limelight because in the present day, they are the ones that are being oppressed the most, at times beyond imagination. But that does not mean that we forget or we ignore all of the other oppressed people of the world. So courage to defend them. But then there's also another kind of courage, and that is the courage to stand up to bullies, to stand up to oppressors, to stand up to people who are committing these crimes, even if it be something as simple as a vocal opposition. In most cases, it is this very vocal opposition which causes trouble for oppressors. We find that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was not picking up a sword, he was vocally opposing the oppressor, and it was His Eminence's vocal opposition which caused massive harm to the tyrants and the oppressors of his era. Beautiful and comprehensive lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
كل صبح وكل اشراب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And if you really look at this ayah, this one sentence, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, in the context of the event of Ghadir where it was revealed, you know, then you understand what is the importance of the words of the sixth Imam when he says, the namaz and the fasting and the zakat and the charity and the hajj, everything has no meaning, has no positive consequences in the Akhirah if you don't have the wilayat of Ali and Ali Ali. And not only that, this whole issue actually can even be understood very clearly. If you look at the story of human beings, the early days of this story of Insan, I think the story of Adam alayhi salam is a very powerful story. There are so many things we can learn there. And even this issue of imamat and khilafat, you know, you don't really have to only talk about Islam. You can actually go to the early days when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first human being, Adam. There you will see many indications of the concepts that we talk about, imamat and wilayat. You look at the background of shaitan. And it's important, you know, we have to know the opposites. You can't only say, only to talk about the positive. You also have to recognize the negative to understand the positive. Look at shaitan. What was the status of shaitan? He was from the jinn. He was not even from the malaika. But because of his ibadat, for centuries he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that his status elevated up and up and up till this jinn now is given the privilege of moving around in the assembly of the malaika. He's allowed to stay with the malaika. And that is where you see that, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the image of Adam, before putting the ruh and the soul, he basically told that assembly of the malaika, the angels. But Iblis was there, because he had that status and that privilege to move around with the angels. And if you look at, because of that, you know, he was on that level. And his ma'rifat is not incomplete.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword, Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.